The Eagle Ridge Tennis Club, impacted by the landslide in North Salt Lake, has filed a lawsuit against the developers and the city. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports.
In a complaint filed in 2nd District Court, lawyers for the Eagle Ridge Tennis Club claim that actions taken by the developers directly led to the landslide that damaged their facility. They also allege that North Salt Lake City is responsible because they failed to enforce ordinances that would have required the developers to grade the hill into a gentler slope before building homes. Scott Kiar is vice president of Eagle Point Developments. It's one of the companies named in the suit. He says he hopes to be able to come to some kind of resolution before a jury trial would be necessary.
Our preference is a settlement because, I mean, lawsuits are messy and they cost lots of money and they burn up resources that could be used to, you know, do things that need to be done, like fixing the hill and things like that.
North Salt Lake City officials are currently working with interested parties, including Eagle Ridge Tennis Club, to try and find a way to pay for the landslide remediation plan, estimated at $2 million. It's unclear how the lawsuit will impact those discussions. In the complaint, Brad Ferreira, the owner of Eagle Ridge Tennis Club, is asking for a nonspecific amount of money to reimburse the club for the land they've lost and for damages done to their property and equipment. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.